Our next old business?
Yes, an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 25, Section 115-179B of the Code of Sussex County, entitled Height Regulations in Regard to the Height of Certain Buildings.
Mr. Lank.
Yes, thank you. Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Hey, let me just interrupt real quick, Mr. President. I asked Todd to get this back on the agenda just because I didn't want it to be lost in the shuffle. And I think we were holding up for Mr. Wilson's input. And so now he's back, I thought it'd be a good time to put it back. I don't expect any vote or anything today, but I'd like to see some healthy discussion and maybe some direction or something. But
we also had to wait for a recommendation from P&Z.
We have it.
Right. We have one, don't we?
Yeah, we've had that a while.
So we could vote today.
Sure, we could.
Okay. We could vote, oh, sure. But my expectation was that we'd get it on was not so much for the vote, but just to get Mr. Wilson back involved in this issue so that all five of us were here.
Putting it back to where we thought it was.
That's what, well, anyway. Look.
That's evidently so.
That's all. Thank you.
In your packet on Friday, you received a copy of my report relating to the actions of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this ordinance amendment on November 14th of 2013. Council held public hearing on November 19th of 2013, and the commission did make a recommendation on December 12th of 2013. In the public hearing process, the commission held public hearing, as I said, on November 14th. It was summarized in the ordinance. We did receive some comments and memorandum from Mike Izzo, County Engineer. We also received a letter from our memorandum from Diane Hansen, the mayor of Dewey Beach, opposed to the 60-foot height, especially around the incorporated towns, whereby you all of a sudden the county would permit 60-foot buildings around the perimeters of towns that have restrictions. For example, some of the towns have a restriction on 35-foot. The commission, there was also a letter received from...
Mr. Lawrence, can I interrupt? Did I understand you said the mayor of Bethany Beach was here?
Mayor of Dewey Beach.
Dewey Beach?
Right. She sent out a memorandum in opposition.
To try to learn something here just a little bit, isn't the town's, what's the word, prerogative to make their own choice in what height they want to put in?
In their town, sure.
Yeah. Okay, I was wondering why he was testifying.
No, she was just stating that the town would oppose
the
height around
their
perimeter.
Well, that's a testify to me.
They would have the right to oppose just like...
Sure, I can understand that. I can understand that, but I just wondering why. Just,
yeah, right.
Just curiosity.
We also received a letter from Fenmore Homes, also known as Fenmore Holdings at the Vineyards, Delaware Limited Liability Company. They've taken over the operation at the Vineyards project at Nassau. In opposition, more specifically, that they've already had approval for buildings, excuse me, that could be up to 60-foot of height as semi-public buildings, and also opposed to the thought of a moratorium taking place in that realm. The council was summarized with the ordinances as they were proposed and as they exist within the code. The commission discussed at length the ordinance as proposed. There was a lot of discussion about the fact that the commission felt there should be an ongoing conversation with the council and maybe the Board of Adjustment in the form of a workshop before the ordinance amendments took place.
Before what? Before what?
Before the ordinance would be adopted or take place.
Okay.
Yeah. So again, on the 14th of 2013, in November, the council or the commission did defer action. When it came back up on December 12th before the commission, there was a lengthy discussion. There was references that there's a need for a workshop. There were references by members of the commission that they opposed any increase in height over 42 feet. They were concerned about questions of the definition of semi-public. That individual, Mr. Johnson, agreed there should be a workshop. Mr. Ross stated the commission needs to be consistent, that if public governmental buildings are acceptable at a higher height, why aren't semi-public buildings? And again, Mr. Ross agreed there should be a workshop. Mr. Smith questioned if the height should affect residential planned communities. Again, supported a workshop and also asked there should be some participation from other agencies and use the examples of DLDOT and the county engineering. DLDOT looks at in the workshop format. DLDOT looks at the entrances to serve these large projects, which are typically large, and the county engineer serves and has to calculate EDUs for sewer capacity. As we continued, Mr. Wheatley, chairman, stated that there is not a loophole in the current regulations and that in recent years there have been a few applications filed for semi-public buildings. Mr. Robertson gave some advice of options for consideration. One was a recommendation against the proposed ordinance would leave the ordinance as it is with commercial-type buildings where the public is invited, plus schools, hospitals, and institutions going to 60-foot, but still subject to the increased setbacks. If you, for example, if you have a 42-foot limit, and because it's a public or semi-public building, you want to go to 60, then you increase your setback by 18 foot, the difference between the 42 and whatever the height proposed is. Mr. Ross stated he would move the commission and recommend against the adoption of the ordinance. There was no second, so that motion died for lack of a second. And finally, Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend in favor of the adoption of the ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 25, Section 115-179B of the Code of Sussex County entitled, and I quote, height regulations in regard to the height of certain buildings. The ordinance amendment states that only governmental buildings, schools, hospitals, and institutions can be constructed to a height of 60 feet if the use is permitted in the underlying zoning district. However, in making this recommendation, it is also his recommendation that the County Council schedule a workshop as soon as possible to have a more comprehensive discussion of height regulations in the county, to determine if there are appropriate locations for taller structures and how taller structures may relate to existing and future infrastructure needs such as traffic, sewer, water, parking, open space, and other issues. And that the Board of Adjustment and the County Engineering Department should be included in the workshop. And thereby there was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried with 3 votes to 2 votes to forward this ordinance amendment to council with a recommendation that the ordinance amendment be approved. And as I stated, that motion carried 3-2. And they went to roll call. Mr. Burton voted yea, Mr. Johnson voted yea, Mr. Smith voted yea, Mr. Ross voted nay, and Mr. Wheatley voted nay. So that's my 3-2 vote. And that is a recommendation that the ordinance says circulated, be adopted, and it's with a recommendation of 3-2. With the caveat that the commission would support a workshop with council, the Board of Adjustment, and County Engineering for some future date to discuss heights, to get more specific about amending the ordinance, maybe more thoroughly. Mm-hmm. And that is their recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the public hearings were basically similar in sorts. The information that I got received at commission level was a part of the record at the council level, and as again, the commission supports 3-2 the ordinance to be adopted and would support unanimously a workshop for some future date and as soon as possible.
Okay.
And if we said yes, we could do that.
Mike?
Mr. Wilson?
I'd like to make a motion we defer this until after we have our workshop or whatever comes up, a later date.
Can we go ahead and set the date for the workshop?
Yeah, that would be the key. We don't want to, my concern right now is what we're operating under allows, you know, for the 60-foot buildings anywhere in any situation, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, we have a motion on the floor.
I would second that motion.
I would second that motion, but okay. I would also say that if it's okay with you, that we have that workshop within, say, the next 6 weeks so we can get this done. Is that okay, Mr. Wilson?
That's fine.
Motion as amended would be that we defer on action on this proposed ordinance change and that we schedule a workshop with County Council, Planning and Zoning Commission, Board of Adjustment, County Engineering Department.
Mm-hmm. DelDOT.
And DelDOT's fine in the next 6 weeks.
Anyone can come, yeah.
Open house.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr.
That's the... Okay. Mr. Cole, okay. Now questions on the motion.
Just questions. And I just think the key to this whole discussion that planning and zoning went through, and I think they thoroughly discussed it, was to determine the appropriate locations, if there is, you know, for taller structures, and how taller structures, and this is what's key, I think, may relate to the existing and future infrastructure needs, such as traffic, sewer, water, parking, open space, another issue. That's the key. I mean, you know, if you, the sewer capacity issue is a problem in certain parts of this county. And we've got studies that, you know, justify certain things. We've also twisted those studies over the years. In West Rehoboth along Coastal Highway, at one time, the actual study says 6.7 units EDUs in the commercial areas and these where these high density things are. And but then the county council decided because the zoning allowed 12 or whatever it was, we should permit 12, even though it exceeded what the thing. So in other words, if you start down a path, you could have the traffic impacts, the sewer impacts, and then what we're doing is we're tearing up the roads again, we're tearing up everything. And I could understand maybe that some structures could be 60 feet, you know, but do we want everything just wide open to be that way? And that would concern me. I also think that part of the quality of life of Sussex County has been when you compare us to higher density areas, and I'm talking about the resort areas primarily, people come to our resort areas for a reason. We get some of the highest rental incomes on the East Coast because of certain characteristics and the quality of life that we have here. And as we get more and more traffic, more and more bottlenecks, more and more infrastructure issues, they may go elsewhere, and we don't want to kill the golden goose. So when you look at Ocean City, Maryland, our property values are much higher. I think that's been in our best interest. That's why we've been able to keep low taxes for 30-some years. So,
but I'm just saying. I don't want to speed you along here, but this is we have a motion. What is your question?
My question is that I don't have a question.
Okay, good.
That was my question.
Point of clarification, okay. It's not a golden goose. It is a goose that lays a golden egg.
I think most of these
very profound.
They're all good statements, but I think they can all be answered in the workshop.
I have no disagreement. I would just sooner than later, and if you can do it before 6 weeks, I'd appreciate that because we have dragged on much more than 6 weeks now.
Well,
I don't think we ought to just keep dragging a lot of these issues out. So, if we could put it together as soon as possible,
it'd be fine. Any more questions on the motion?
No,
we'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I don't want to do it because that tall building on Route 9 is in my district, and my district is the one that would be subject to a lot of tall buildings slipping in while we wait for a workshop. We voted against a moratorium, and I vote to adopt this bill. I mean, I'm not for putting, you know, the George Cole School of politics says, stall. Well, maybe that's what this is. I don't agree
with
your,
it. Is your vote yes or no on the motion?
No.
Thank you. Mr. Cole.
No, I actually got this asked to have this on the agenda so we could not stall. We move. But I can sense a consensus with my fellow councilmen, and the consensus with the P&Z is a workshop would be in order for this.
Right.
And I don't have any disagreement. I'd love to have a healthy debate, and I can sit here and, like I said, try to be smarter than the other guys and have them make arguments that they'll come in my favor before it's all over, that 42 feet is appropriate for Sussex County. It's in our best interest, and that's why people come here. And it's very simple. And not that 60 feet might upset the apple cart, but it's just, you know, why do it when we've had the ground rules and everybody's played by these rules for 30-some years. We got good, healthy development, and I don't think we need to go to 60 feet.
That
so
voted,
I agree. So
the
I,
vote is to put it off until we have the workshop.
I want to have a workshop.
That was
I want to convince Sam Wilson.
Yes
to defer, because
okay.
I'm going to convince Sam Wilson before
okay.
it's over.
Mr. Phillips, your vote, sir.
It's yes. I mean, we're bringing this to a head appropriately. It was obvious from Mr. Lank's report of planning and zoning that they almost seemed as if they didn't want to vote on this until the workshop. At least we're going to have that opportunity. So my vote is yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
My vote's yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
And Mr. Lawson, we'll see what kind of schedule we can find to get this thing as soon as possible for the workshop.
Thank you, Mr. Lank. Thank you very much.
Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have four grants for your consideration. The first one is Delaware Senior Olympics. They're requesting funds to purchase one AED equipment to be used at various year-round training sports events that are held for individuals 50 or older. Last grant received was $500, which was $100 from each councilmatic account. The cost of the equipment is $975.
I make that $500 motion.
So moved. Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $500, being $100 for each councilmatic district for the Delaware Senior Olympics for the purchase of an AED.
$100 each.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Okay. Next one is the Delaware State Police Troop 4 Explorers. They are requesting support to send Sussex County students to a national conference to compete in several law enforcement scenarios. Last grant received was $750, which was $150 each. They are requesting $1,000. And since this is a countywide youth program, we can use the countywide youth grant that we have set aside.
And we do have some funds
we
there?
We do still yes. have
I'll some make funds. A motion that we give the Delaware State Police Troop 4 $1,000 out of that
motion,
fund.
Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $1,000 at Delaware State Police for Troop 4 Explorer program, that coming from our countywide youth activities grant area. Question on a motion. Take a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Good to see Joan move all
of it. Okay, the next one is the Greater Lewis Foundation. They're requesting funds to sustain their children's learning gardens in Lewis. Last grant received was $3,500 from Ms. Deaver, and they are requesting $500 this time.
Well, I'm glad to get them started with the $3,500, but I think $500 will be just fine for right now.
Second.
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $500 to the Greater Lewis Foundation for the Children's Learning Garden Program expenses from Mrs. Deaver's account.
Yes.
Any questions on the motion? I'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the last grant is Camp Barnes is requesting funding to purchase 5 kayaks to be used at the camp. Camp Barnes is a free camp for children ages 10 to 13. They are requesting $2,500. Last year, we gave them $2,500 to the county council grants. Since this is a countywide youth program, we can use the countywide youth grant.
What did we give them $2,500 for?
They did some renovations down there last year with some of their buildings. And this year, they need some kayaks for the kids, that kind of stuff. And we can take this money out of the same countywide.
That's correct.
Grant, correct.
Well, that would be good.
Okay. Entertain a motion?
Yes, I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to grant the Camp Barnes for the purchase of kayaks for the camp. $2,500 coming from the countywide youth activity grant. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore, any proposed zoning ordinances?
There are none, Mr. President.
Mr. Guy, additional business brought before council. Thank you, sir. We have 3 people. Paul Rieger, Ruger.
Good morning, Paul Rieger. It's concerning certain things on my property. Take it wisely, coming out of wilderness, I'll try, like Mr. Cole says, get smarter and wiser. I think concerning the hole in the front yard when he did the grading on it, and it ended up being just a swamp area. I assume zoning's been looking in the wrong department. Everybody's been looking. I finally stumbled upon this. In Chapter 71 of your housing standards for the safety, health, and everything concerning the lots and the maintenance, you have clearly spelled out in your Article 2 of it, under E, grading and drainage, all premises should be graded and maintained so as to prevent the accumulation of stagnant water thereof or thereon or within any structure located thereon. If I read the ordinance 10 times to make sure it was coming through his premises, property, and the house, there is no way that a person putting in and grading out 100 by 15 foot in size, the hole, and having it turn into a swamp in the front yard that comes across the property. This is the one that should be enforced. I would like to, whether the enforcement, the attorney, I would like to have this put in writing why it's not legal. Why it is legal or isn't legal, because this one is cut and dry. That's my major thing. If we would have had that problem, we would not have had a lot of the duck issues. We would not have had a lot of the other problems. And that I have been complaining for a long time. Concerning the tires in the back. Georgetown, the township, in November. I guess they just did a new ordinance concerning the tires. I'm in a predicament with the tires. These are black and white pictures from Kelly Passwater, one of your enforcement. She took a whole bunch of pictures on the property. When you go into the tire ordinance, the state fire marshal, they say 100 tires. Then they go in the scrap tire definition, a tire that is no longer suitable for vehicle use. But here's the catch. Then they change over to units. One average size top passenger tire weighing approximately 25 pounds. My assumption is, but it's in the ordinance, they missed one word, they should have put a unit in front of the tires on 100. Because if you're talking tires for weight and volume, I'm talking about 80 to 75 to maybe 100 contract tractor trailer tires, ag tires, not little tires. So when they're speaking about 100 tires, they're talking about, I would assume, regular car tires. Times that times 4 at the minimum, if you put a regular tractor trailer tire at 100, I believe it's a lot more than that. I'm dealing with probably 12 to 13,000 of rubbish tires. It's over with everything. Sorry. I'm learning my 3 minutes.
Thank you, sir.
Can I give you this? Can I just give you these pictures?
Sure, give it to Mrs. Griffith then, yeah. Or Mrs. Blank, or whatever it'll be.
And the ordinance you referenced in the county ordinance that you think that he's in violation of, have you made that complaint? Because we are a complaint-driven enforcement, so.
I've been complaining to everybody.
I know you have.
Everybody trying to find it. No, this is the first. I stumbled on it. Other things have come in to different things.
All right. Hand those to Mr. Lank, and maybe Mr. Lank will take them down to the back to his office area and hand it to the people who follow through on that. Maybe.
Next, Tony DePrima.
Are you coming?
How are you today?
Morning, sir.
Morning, thank you. I got a great call from Commissioner Vance Phillips last week asking me to come down and address the council regarding my organization, which is the Delaware Sustainable Energy Utility, and how our programs and what we do can help Sussex County government as well as Sussex Countyans in general.
Mr. DePrima, just a point of clarity. This is kind of off the agenda, so we have a policy that gives folks 3 to 5 minutes. So you'll probably need to give us the abbreviated version.
I will do that. I will also provide you all with some packets of information. I'll give them to the clerk for the council. But the Delaware Sustainable Energy Utility, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so we're not a state agency, but we were created by the state of Delaware to deliver energy efficiency and renewable energy programs to the state of Delaware. We're principally funded through REGI dollars, Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative dollars. We're given those by the state of Delaware to then, in turn, give the dollars out to Delawareans, businesses, and residences to help them save energy dollars and utility bills, as well as reduce greenhouse gases. So that's basically our mission. We run a whole host of programs for businesses and governments. We have a low-interest loan program to help energy efficiency measures. For example, your wastewater treatment plant next month is going through an energy assessment through the University of Delaware's program. We partner with them. The measures that they recommend, we can probably come in with low-interest loans, cash-positive investment, we call it, such that the debt service on those loans would be less than the energy savings. We can go down as low as half of the current 20-year municipal bond rate. So I think your finance director will tell you that's a pretty darn good rate. So that's just an example. On the residential side, we run the Green for Green program. Sussex County is the number one county for homes participating in that program. We are giving out rebates to homeowners who buy energy-efficient homes. Sussex County is building more energy-efficient homes than anywhere else in Delaware. Some of your builders are in the top 5% in the country. So, again, that's another program. A program I'm real excited about and we're rolling out this month is a home rebate program for owners of existing homes. So we will start giving out rebates for those homeowners who have energy assessors come into their home, make recommendations on improvements such as better insulating, new HVAC systems, upgraded controls. We will give rebates to the measures that they may take, and we'll also offer very low interest loans to homeowners. So those are just, this is the abbreviated version. I have for you copies of all of our programs. I'm happy to be here and hope that we can find ways to partner. The one request I would have is I would love to have a link between the Sussex County website and our website so that your residents who are looking for ways of saving dollars can get to our website. And I'll take any questions.
We can certainly discuss that.
That's sure. Excellent.
Will Thank there be so any opportunities for the public to maybe have some input in your vision?
That's the main reason you invited me, and I forgot. So actually tomorrow night in at the Milford Library, starting at 6 o'clock, we are going through a strategic planning process. So we have a public session open to the public from 6 to 8 at the Milford Library in Milford. So again, that's an opportunity for residents to come out and help us shape our programs going into the future.
So not only will they be exposed to the current programs, you're saying that they're going to be afforded the opportunity to help maybe guide you?
Yeah, so we're looking for ideas. We're going to lay out all our programs, and we're going to ask folks, you know, what are we missing here? What could we be doing more of?
How about that natural gas line?
Well, that's a big project, but we're actually in conversations with the co-op about ways of working with co-op.
Have that kind of money?
No.
Are you able to say what kind of numbers you are?
Well, you know, our regional greenhouse gas budget is now projected to be somewhere between $8 and $10 million a year. Now we can do. Now we can raise a significant amount of money through tax exempt financing. We are actually a conduit. We've been given that authority. So if the Sussex County wanted to do a bond issue and you were looking for a conduit agency to raise dollars related to, let's say, a large energy efficiency program, we can do that.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir, very much for coming down.
And I will leave this information with your
Please
clerk.
Leave that with our clerk.
Thank I you. Hope you'll stick around.
I will.
Okay. We're going to go into executive session, but hopefully
I want to ask
you
a couple of questions before we go out.
Hold on one second. We've got one more. Mr. Dan Kramer.
Happy today. We're lucky.
You are very lucky. If I'd really said what I wanted to say, you wouldn't be very appreciative of it, but that's all right. My name is Dan Kramer. This idea you just brought up, it's complaint driven. You know, that is one of the biggest pet peeves I have. I want to know why your workers, and you say, it's complaint driven. Why should I have to complain when they drive right past knowingly illegal activity and don't say nothing? There's not hardly a road in the county, not hardly, that you can't go on that there's not a violation of some sort. And I know you agree with it. So therefore, why aren't you sending them out there and getting the job done instead of sitting on your lumps and saying, you got to complain? I'll be dead gum. Any idiot comes in here and got to complain because you guys are too lazy to do your job and to enforce the law. So either get rid of the laws or do your job.
Before you leave, would I ask you, give me an example of a complaint?
What do you mean complaint?
You just talked about complaint.
There's signs out there. There's illegal signs out there all over the place, and you're idiots. And I will call them idiots, drive down the road and got a one-track mind because they're not going to stop and cite the guy for illegal signs and or having yard sales every day of the week or buildings being put up. That's what I said. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go home and I'm going to put up something and dare you suckers to come on my property.
Give me your address. I'll be down there this afternoon.
We'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
I have a couple questions before you do that.
Excuse me, Mrs. Hold up. Mrs. Deaver has a question. Mrs. Deaver.
I have a question about if the majority of Sussex County Council is is, in other words, Mr. Godwin is going to Dover saying the Sussex County Council says this and says that and says that. Is it possible he could just say the majority? Because
why, certainly he can.
I would really appreciate it.
Why, certainly.
Yeah. And people in my district want a vote on that RV camp, so I would like to call for that. We have a new school going up in my district, and we're talking about millions of dollars, and we still don't have any way to, we don't have the adequate public facilities ordinance. And I would really, really like to have a workshop on that, just to look at it and see if that would be another source of income that we want.
Anything else from council?
School is a source of income.
We will now entertain a motion to go into executive session for pending potential litigation and land acquisition. Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. We'll now go to executive session.